Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Nowhere But Somewhere by New Design. Before that, Fortet with their song Into Dust Still Falling. And right at the top, we heard Headstones with Daylight Lightning. That's a brand spanker from your hometown boys. Folks, it is now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week we are listening to the first song off of Nothing for Juice. It's called Then the Letting Go. It's a sort of a, like an intro into this record here. It's about a person returning home to the Bronx. It also mentions heading home to Rockaway. They have returned home to the Bronx. The person they are singing to is going to Rockaway. When we were in New York, I was not able to read any sign that said Rockaway, which is like at the end of the line for a lot of the subways going through Brooklyn, without thinking about then the letting go. So the title for this track, which, like, this is a tiny, tiny little song. I'm actually going to talk about it longer than it runs this time, is from an Emily Dickinson poem. It's the final lines of this poem. And why not, rather than hearing me rabble on, I'll just give you this Dickinson poem and sort of edify us all a little bit here. After great pain, a formal feeling comes. The nerves sit ceremonious like tombs. The stiff heart questions, was it he that bore? And yesterday, or centuries before? The feet, mechanical, go round a wooden way of ground or air or aught, regardless grown, a quartz contentment like a stone. This is the hour of lead, remembered if outlived, as freezing persons recollect the snow, first chill, then stupor, then the letting go. Here is Then the Letting Go by the Mountain Goats.
someone you would hold. I used to be someone that you love.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard "Everyone You Know Will Let You Down" by Mae Martin. Before that, we heard Aisanabi. Yeah, this is a Cree Ojibwe indie artist from somewhere in Canada. I can't remember. but that new track is called "Gone Baby Gone." It doesn't say where he's from here, so I don't feel bad. I really like that track. This whole record that he's put out is pretty good.
Sandy Lake First Nation.
Oh, well, there you go. Thank you. And right at the top, we heard the Mountain Goats, then the Letting Go. We did a little entomological research today. I just sort of offhandedly mentioned the Big Smoke.
Yes.
Referring to Toronto. And then we were like, where does that come from? And tell me,
and
pray
Dean
tell, where?
Said, oh, it's just a name for any big city. But we Googled it, and actually, no, it's not. It's specifically Toronto.
Yes, it has been applied to many other cities, but originally, as far as we've been able to deduce through Wikipedia.
Wikipedia says it's either Dublin or London, England, or Toronto.
Yes.
And then,
but it's most often
Toronto. Used for Toronto, but it can be any big city. This one random article, don't know about the factualness of this article. It was one of those, like, it was like a travel blog website kind of thing. Said that it was originally applied to Toronto by a Australian writer, and then a different Canadian writer
picked it up.
Yeah, like latched onto it and was like, "Oh, this is so good because it represents how we have such a big reputation with nothing to show for it."
Yes,
like it's all smoke,
as in like smoke and mirrors, or blowing smoke up one's behind.
Yeah. So it's actually mean and hateful.
Yeah. And accurate.
But I don't agree that, oh, we have this big reputation and nothing to show for it. Like, our reputation, I feel like, amongst the rest of Canada is that it sucks. And then his outlook is that it sucks. Like, okay, well, then we're just fulfilling the reputation.
Well,
you know?
I would say, the reputation of Toronto outside of Canada is that it is the one Canadian city, you know, or at least the one that most people would be able to name.
Yeah.
So they assume that it's going to be a real city that has a real transport system and real events and activities and culture.
Yeah.
And lo, it does not.
Sad. Sometimes there's a little bit of events.
Sometimes, yeah.
There was a Brazilian street festival in our neighborhood yesterday.
That's
so
cool.
That was cool. We were camping, sadly, as we mentioned, but it looked fun on Instagram. But
the big smoke. I don't know. Are you folks big smokers? Do you say big smoke?
I've never said it before in my life, but I have seen many a burger place called Big Smoke Burgers or whatever. Mm. I think that's a chain. Or just one place, actually, maybe. But anyway, so now I know. I've learned something new.
Yeah.
It refers to Toronto. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
We have a nickname.
Our claim to fame.
The other nicknames that the travel blog lists were the six, of course, and
T.O.
Boring. Which, you know, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
I suggested T-Dot. They didn't put that one on there.
But, in terms of, I feel like Big Smoke is a pretty good nickname.
Yeah.
It's like Windy City, City of Light, Big Smoke.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Sin City.
We got to get more into barbecue culture to, make this make more sense. As someone that doesn't eat pork and beef. You know, can you do chicken in those things?
We need to get more into air pollution.
Yeah, pretty cool. Anyway, what do we have up next?
Up next, we've got the L. Michaels Affair and Claro with their joint track Anticipate.
Nice.
I'm excited to hear this one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm anticipating.
I got it.
All right.
Thank you. Please don't rain me in. Don't rain me in.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Rein Me In by Sam Fender and Olivia Dean. Before that, we heard Mountjoy and Gigi Perez, not to be confused with Gigi Hadid. I've been informed that there's a different person.
More than one person can be named Gigi.
I'm learning this today. That was In the Middle by those folks.
I was surprised you didn't get him. Her confused with Perez Hilton.
Oh.
This is like, Gigi Perez is like, if you think about it,
Perez Hilton was
and
like
Gigi
the,
Hadid had
the
a baby.
Like TMZ style,
yeah,
like gossip,
a
rag
columnist,
guy from
yeah.
like the 2000s.
Yeah.
And at the top, sorry, was the L. Michaels Affair and Claro with their song Anticipate.
Okay.
Folks, I've got, so it's bug season.
Yeah.
All of the insects and the creeps and the crawlies of all various sorts, are out. We are well-known friends, on this program, friends to all who slither and crawl.
I'm trying, I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. It can be difficult.
I've come across this Wikipedia list of U.S. state insects.
Oh, wow.
So there's state birds and state flowers. There's also state insects.
Oh, do we have that? I want that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You look up the provinces while I go through this. There's only two states that don't have a state insect, Iowa and Michigan.
Losers.
Horribly, more than half of the state insects are non-native species.
That's ridiculous. Also, we do not have one, sadly.
Okay, well, that's terrible news. Yeah. But yeah, it's lots like European mantis. Like, the vast majority of these states choose the European hummingbee. Or honeybee, as
the humming bee,
as their species. Also, ladybugs are really common.
Ew, I love ladybugs.
There's some cool ones.
Honeybee, I guess, makes sense. Everyone loves honey.
New Mexico has the tarantula hawk wasp.
Okay, but honeybees are not native, right? So,
no.
Are bumblebees native?
Yes.
Why isn't everyone picking bumblebees? They're so cute and big and fluffy.
In fact, there are some bumblebee species that are not native, but most are.
Oh, okay.
Oregon has the Oregon swallowtail. That's nice. Rhode Island has the American burying beetle, which is a great pick.
Cool.
More firefly, common Eastern firefly. That's a great one for Tennessee. Lots of states, like four or five of them, choose monarchs, which is a good pick. But yeah, it's mostly European honeybees. Very sad.
Now I'm just looking at like provincial blanks for like everything. Uh-huh. And there's like a category. So most of them have a flag, coat of arms,
bird, flower,
bird, animal, fish, flower, tree, mineral, and motto. Some of them don't have some of those, but then there's like a section for other, and New Brunswick has an official salmon fly.
That's cool.
Like the thing fishing. That goes on the end of the fly fishing.
That's cute.
Yeah, I think it's really cute. Some of them have a fossil. Some of them have a grass. Sure. Yeah, okay. Nova Scotia has a sailing ambassador. I don't know why I said it like that.
Just the blue nose.
Yeah.
is their sailing ambassador.
Some of them have a provincial soil. Pretty cool. Okay, lots of them have a grass. I don't know. They should just make a category for grass. Ontario stuff is okay. I want to say we've got white trillium, of course. We got the loon.
Yeah,
we love those. We have amethyst. That makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of amethyst here.
Biggest amethyst mines in the world are in Thunder Bay.
And eastern white pine. Those are all things that are here. I have no qualms, you know. Can't complain about any of those. But we just need a bug now. Okay, what's Ontario's bug?
Probably monarch, right?
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah. Monarchs are beautiful.
Kind of hard to not choose monarch there.
Yeah. All right, that's easy peasy. Like, what are we even doing?
Get her done.
Get on this.
Yeah. We could do rusty patched bumblebee. That's an endangered native bumblebee.
Oh, cool.
We want to, like, that's a sort of a deeper cut insect.
Nice. Also, we don't have an animal or a fish, so we need to work on those as well.
Okay, fish should be, I don't know, silver shiner? Maybe?
I don't know anything about fish.
Animal polar bear?
Ooh, just to be like, we have them.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to the top. They're there, we promise. Don't you want to give polar bear to someone else, though, maybe?
I don't know. That's true. But then we could do wolverine, maybe.
Ooh.
Like Michigan. That's fun.
That's cool. Also, no one else has polar bear right now. I don't know if this has the territories on it, though. So that's lame. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. Oh, it has Yukon.
Okay. Well, folks, I can't think of anything more important you could be talking to your representatives about than giving us an insect.
Northwest Territories has a Gira falcon. What is that?
Gyre falcon?
Yep. Sorry, I can't reach. Well, what's that? It's just a cool falcon.
It's a cool falcon.
That's awesome.
Wow, it's like a snowy owl and a falcon had a baby.
Yeah.
It's like a snowy falcon-looking creature.
That's
I like it.
Very cool. Okay, we will play music now.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good point. How about Born Ruffians, Beauty's Pride is finally released, the full record. Here's Meantime, the opener, and a really good song on the record.
that they go meantime.
Hello, folks, and thank you for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning, as always. We just heard Live Forever by Sloan. Before that, Chris LaRocca, Slow Dance in the Diner. And right at the top, we heard Meantime by Born Ruffians.
The whole album is out. Go listen to it. Yeah. It's so good.
I Quit, the new whole album by Haim, is also out. We're going to play their new single, All Over Me. It's got another great music video. I would recommend you check it out. And then Wetsuit by The Vaccines to cap us off.
Enjoy.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Peace. Your place or my place, it doesn't matter to me. Your lips, my tongue, they're intertwined. You want us locked in and I'll give you my sympathy. But that's one thing I want to find. So take off your clothes, unlock your door. Cause when I come over, you're gonna get some. I know
not trying to walk the line. And whoever you see, I'm saying is fine with me. Cause I won't say what I'm doing tonight. You know.
Oh, Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens.